Essentially, the revenue controls limit what school districts can bring in from property taxes and are adjusted yearly to the rate of inflation. Since they were enacted in 1993, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, or WEAC, has issued an annual report. WEAC says because of the controls, schools are laying off staff, increasing class sizes, cutting energy costs and health care, and slashing extracurricular programs. But WEAC's critics, including Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman, dismiss its campaign against revenue controls.
They've been in existence for 15 years. Repeatedly, individual school districts are giving teachers compensation increases bigger than they want. We have a massive increase in four-year-old kindergarten, which is very expensive. It doesn't seem like we have any problem with revenue controls.
He's not had to deal with the impact of the revenue control day in and day out. He's been able to view this from the safety of Madison, I guess.
Todd Gray is superintendent of the Waukesha School District. He says high health care premiums and utility bills are affecting many district budgets, and many want a new funding plan. Gray says some think that may come now with the Democrats running the legislature, but the current economy may not make that feasible.
The big issue is the impact on local property taxes. The state has made a commitment to fund schools on an average of two-thirds of the total cost. If they take those revenue controls off, the costs go up and the state has a tougher time to meet that two-thirds funding.
Gray says a hearing with the Assembly Education Committee is coming up next week, where a funding reform plan will be presented. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.